Well, you know, as wonderful, well, I should really start by saying, as horrible a consequence of not having a relationship with God is, which is hell, how much more wonderful is the result of having a relationship with God, and that is heaven. That's why our series right now is on heaven, but there's a lot of ignorance out there about heaven. They say ignorance is bliss, and I suppose there are times when ignorance will keep you out of trouble. I mean, have you ever said something like, you know, never mind, I don't want to know? But you know, ignorance will also get you in a lot of trouble as well. And that's why in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, the Apostle Paul told the church in Thessalonica, he said he didn't want them to be ignorant. That is, unaware of truths that they needed to know. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant about what awaits in the future. Those who had already died in the Lord and were gone, those poor people at that church didn't know what was happening to their loved ones. And Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant of that. And so he gave them some insight into what was still coming. So you see, the ignorance of future events, of heaven and glory and eternity, that ignorance is unnecessary. And that's why we're dealing with this topic, because not only will it spare you undue sorrow for those who have left before us, but you know what else an understanding of the future heaven and glory will give you? It'll give you a true hope as you look ahead. 1952, Florence Chadwick, who had already been the first woman to swim the English Channel both ways, prepared herself to set a new record. She was going to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast, which is about 22 miles. I'd taken a boat ride to Catalina Island. It took about an hour and a half by boat. The seas were really turbulent. People were getting sick all over the place. Seemed like 6 hours to get across that. She's going to swim it. Well, the weather that day was foggy. She could barely see the boats that surrounded her as she swam. And after 15 hours of swimming, Florence said, I have had enough. Get me out of here. Well, her mom was one of the passengers on a boat next to her. And her mom said, come on, Flo, you are so close, you can make this. She went a little further, and then physically and emotionally exhausted, she just stopped, and they pulled her out. Well, the fog had lifted a little bit by that time, so when she stood on the deck and looked up, she saw the California coast a half a mile away. Probably another 30 minutes, and she would have got there. So at the news conference the next day, Florence told the reporters, all I could see was the fog. I think if I could have seen the shore, I would have made it. If she'd seen her goal, she would have kept going. Ignorance robbed Florence Chadwick of her endurance to keep on going. Well, in the Bible, that future glory of heaven for you, Christian, is distant enough that it's not so crystal clear, but close enough that it is visible. You can see it. And so often, boy, you find yourself just down in the waters of life and the turbulence of trials and the mystery of fog, and you just don't see it. So we're going to get up on the deck where we have a better view and clear some of this fog, so that we can get a biblically motivating, spiritually uplifting, eternal driving view of heaven. I think there's way too many things that we're viewing in life that are distracting us from heaven. Way too many things. So if we have a good view of the shore, then at those times when you are spiritually exhausted, your view of the heavenly shore is going to keep you from giving up. Okay. Right now we're going to take the key that will unlock this supposed mystery of heaven. You think God has kept details of the future from us? Well, not all of them. How do you know what someone is going to do if they haven't done it yet? How do you know what they're going to do if they haven't actually done it yet? It's really not that hard, folks. Look at what they've already done. And look at the pattern that they've already established, and that'll give you a good idea of what is coming. Especially the more you get to know somebody. And the more you get to know them, the more you can predict what they'll do in a given situation. Just ask my wife. Come up with a scenario, explain it to Naomi, and say, what would your husband do in that situation? And she will give you a really accurate prophecy. Okay? She knows me. Something going on out there? In that window? So you were distracted. All right. So just look at what somebody's already done in the past. Okay? I know you. Some of you think you're invisible and that I don't see you. Just look at what people are doing. All right? And the more you know them, the more that you'll predict what they do. And we have this idea that unpredictability is a virtuous trait. You know, we all aspire to be unpredictable. Folks, everybody is predictable. Everybody is predictable. Even God. Was that blasphemous to say that God is predictable? Oh, I don't think so. I can tell you right now, whatever God does in the future, anything that he's going to do from this day forward, I can tell you this with a great degree of accuracy, that what he's going to do is going to be loving, just, accurate, holy, righteous, perfectly consistent, and in character with himself, and absolutely the best thing that can be done. How do I know that? Because, folks, that's what God has always done. He's consistent. Now, that's not to say that I know everything that God's going to do. And to say that God is predictable is not to say that God is completely knowable. For me to say that, I would have to be God. And that would be blasphemous, right? But I can say with a degree of accuracy what God is going to do based on what he's already done, because he's revealed so much in the Bible about what he's done. So if you want to know what he's going to do in the future glory, then why don't we take a look at what he's done in the distant past? And then we'll be on a consistent path to understanding heaven. And that's exactly what we're going to do next week in part two of God's Plan Interrupted But Not Destroyed. Father in heaven, we just are so thankful you've given us what we need so as not to live in ignorance. No ignorance. Thank you for revealing yourself through your word, through your son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through your creation, as we just look around us. We praise you, God. Pray for anybody here today who has not come to that point of saying, I believe in your son and what he did for me. If anybody's at that point right now, Lord, just open his or her eyes to the truth that Jesus saves, that his death on the cross was not in vain, his resurrection was real. Lord, bring that truth upon the heart that needs to turn to you in faith right now. I praise you, God, for saving Dave Riker. I praise you, God, for saving me. And I praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve people, not in my own strength, but in your strength, as we all together look ahead to that future glory that is coming. In Jesus' name, amen.